This is Ifeah Wangaza, the convener for the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force. I'm calling to order the meeting of Thursday, March 11th. It's by my clock, 8:13, so. As is our practice to have an open agenda template, I would, who just came on?
Richard Uzel. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Thanks for being here. We would begin with the roll call. Do you, Teresa, have you gotten the list from John?
No.
Okay, then I will ask that we simply identify ourselves, and then she can make the note. If you go on, that's adequate. Let's proceed in that fashion.
Can we start with KPFA?
That'll be fine.
With
the person go ahead.
Chandra Houtman.
Najee Ali, and Madam Chair, I need to sign off at 9 o'clock your time, 6 p.m. our time, because I have to teach a class at KPFA this evening.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you for coming.
Not a problem.
Anyone else from A? Anyone?
We have a PNB rep, but it doesn't seem that he's on the call yet.
Anyone else? Anyone from KPFK?
Yes. Kim Kaufman.
K-A-U-F-M-A-N?
Correct.
All right. Anyone else? KPFK? Anyone from WBAI?
Yes, I am. Janet Coleman.
Yes, and Kathy Davis.
Hi.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, and this is Mitchell Cohen.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hey, Mitchell.
Hey.
All right.
Wait, should everybody announce where they're from?
Well, we're doing WBAI right now.
Oh,
Janet Coleman, Kathy Davis, and Mitchell Cohen.
Okay.
And then KPFT.
And I mean, I'm just saying that because I don't know that all those people are from BAI. You know, I'd like to get to know.
All right. Okay. KPFT, Teresa Allen. I'm from KPFT.
Hi, Teresa.
Richard Uzel.
Anyone else from KPFT? All right. WPFW?
Alonzo Brown.
Hi, Alonzo.
Hi, Alonzo. It's Kathy from New York.
Hi.
Anyone else from WPFW? All right. And can those people who are representing affiliates, if you'll start identifying yourself?
This is Jim Bennett from WMNF in Tampa, Florida, and I also apologize that I have to leave early. I'm actually on vacation and had something previously scheduled in the next 20 minutes, so I can stay on for about another 20 minutes.
John Murphy here from WHUS Radio in Connecticut. Glad to be here with you all.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I have a suggestion. Since we have two people that have to leave early, I would like to suggest that we make the first item on the agenda the nomination of officers, and then proceed to minutes review and other items.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Do we have a full complement here? I mean, are we fully constituted yet?
We have all of the station representatives have been identified.
Mm-hmm.
Although they are not all here this evening.
Okay. So my point of information would be that would it not be appropriate to constitute a full committee before executing an election, though I think it will be fair to open nominations, but to provide a period of time for people to get up to speed before actually having the election.
Can,
I don't think we've got to execute anybody.
Can people identify themselves when they speak? Until we get to know you.
This is Kathy calling, speaking from South Manhattan in New York City.
Richard, I think you wanted to say something.
I was just going to say, I don't think we can execute anybody.
Do we need to let John Almila know that we've got an echo?
Do we have an echo?
Please
mute. Please mute your phones. #1 to mute. #1 to unmute. And then hopefully we can figure out who's echoing. And
what,
please don't use cell.
Pound one. #1 and both for muting and unmuting.
It should work.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
We got to John Murphy, and obviously you are on the call, Afia Wangazo of WMNX-PLP. Do we have anyone else on the call that maybe wasn't identified? Because I'm not sure I completed roll call.
Ina Colbert.
And this is Ursula Rudenberg, affiliate coordinator.
All right. Anyone else on the call? All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We have two suggestions on the floor. I'm not sure that they are mutually exclusive. One, as I understand it, is that the first item on the agenda would be the to take nominations, and the second proposal is that there would be that we take nominations, but that we allow an amount of time for folk to vote. On the nominees. Is that an accurate statement of the two suggestions?
Well, this is Chandra. I'm the one that made the first suggestion, but I didn't finish the other part of it. I would like to recommend that we vote by secret ballot, and I spoke to Christine at the national office because I understand that she's taken email ballots for other elections in the past, and she called me back just earlier this evening and said she'd be perfectly willing to do that. And so my suggestion is that we take the nominations and then we vote by email, and we can set a time limit, and the votes go to Christine.
Point of Kathy on the stack. So are we discussing this now, or are we just putting it as the agenda?
As I understand it, we're just putting it on the agenda.
Okay, then I'll wait for the stack once we get to the discussion.
Are we putting other items on the agenda?
Please.
Yeah.
Elections.
Excuse me.
Whatever items are to be on the agenda, this is the procedure that we normally use and the one I expect us to use tonight.
This is Dina.
Go ahead.
I would like to put an executive session on the agenda.
Excuse me. Kathy has the floor, and then you after Kathy, Dina.
I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. I wanted to put on the agenda, I don't know how to exactly say this, but I would like to be able to have some assessment of the overall affiliates and the relationship of the affiliates to this committee. What is the communication that's happening with the committee and the affiliates? So I would like to have some discussion of what has been happening and what needs to happen, and I think that's important.
Okay. Next.
This is Dina, and I would like to put the executive an executive session on the agenda to discuss both budget and support staff.
Let me go back to the nominations. How much time is being requested for that?
Well, my suggestion was that we see how many people want to be nominated, and then we give them each a chance to speak on their own behalf, and if other people want to speak, I don't know, what do you think, 20 minutes?
20 minutes? Which officers are we electing?
We really only have two.
Chair and secretary.
Chair and secretary, okay.
But
20 minutes is an awful long time.
Okay.
Yeah, Kathy up the stack for that.
Kathy?
Yeah, I think that it may be a long time, but you know, in one sense, just getting on this committee, just starting the committee, I would like to have an opportunity to know who all we are. So I think if we open nominations, I would like to do, if we're going to do the voting by email, I would like to do the nominations by email. So I think we might need to have some discussion there, because I don't want to be rushed into something without knowing any of the people that we're voting for.
Hello, this is Mitchell. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, Mitchell. So it's 20 minutes. Are we agreeing to 20 minutes?
To do what?
To deal with the issue of nominations. Is there any objection to 20 minutes?
Are you saying 20 minutes for the whole process or for everybody, each person to speak for 20 minutes?
Oh, no, for the whole process.
Oh, okay, no wonder I thought that sounded long.
Yeah, just the whole
20
process.
20 minutes speech, okay. That sounds okay.
Is there no objection?
Okay,
20 minutes. Okay, Mitchell, can I wanted to get times for these other issues and then come to you. Okay,
sure.
Thank you. And for an assessment of the affiliate relationship to the task force, how much time would you like to see for that, Kathy?
I would say no, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know. But that should do it, I guess.
Is there any objection to 15 minutes being allocated for that item? Hearing no objection, then we'll allocate 15 minutes.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. This is 15 minutes for what?
For an assessment of the affiliate's relationship to the task force. And then there was a request for an executive session, and how much time is being requested for that?
We need an update and a discussion period. I don't know. It's two separate issues. I imagine each one should take 10 to 15 minutes.
So are you asking for 30 minutes?
Yes.
So at 9:30, we will go into executive session in light of the fact that this meeting is scheduled for 2 hours from 8 until 10. Were there any other? Go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is Ursula.
Please.
I would like, if there is some possible way for the new members of the committee to just introduce themselves in some fashion so that we have a little bit of an opportunity to just know who we are.
Okay. Where would you suggest we put that on the agenda?
I'll leave that up to you. I just think I'm not really sure. Just wherever you think is best.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
This is Najee Ali from KPFA. If you're going to do that, I would suggest that probably be at the front, simply because both myself and Jim Bennett need we're going to be leaving fairly soon, and I know I'm a new member, so.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. If there are no objections, then we would put that as item number one.
Information order, I'm not sure. I just wanted to point out that for some of us, everybody is new, so I would hope that those people who are already on the committee would say a word or two.
Okay. Did I hear another voice?
You heard a giggle.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I just thought I wasn't sure it was necessary to have a resolution that maybe the next, before we proceed any further, that we have people introduce themselves, maybe for sure before we go through our 20-minute process for election of officers.
Well, that was the proposal that was just made, and Najee suggested that it be number one, which we've accepted without objection. Are there any other items? How much time should we allocate for introductions?
How many of us are there?
I'm sorry.
How many of us are there to make introduction?
Teresa, do you... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
14 people.
Wow.
Okay, so how much time do we want to allow ourselves?
1 minute each?
Yes, 1 minute each.
Okay, so
let's
say 15 minutes.
I'm willing to do the timing because I would like to see us get to nominations before Jim and Najee have to leave.
Okay, any other items?
I had asked to be on the stack. This is Mitchell.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Yeah, you mentioned that we would be voting by email. My computer's on dial-up, which means that I have to get off the computer in order to, get off the phone call in order to cast a vote or whatever I have to do. So
maybe I better clarify that. My suggestion is that the email a vote happened over a period of time, that we designate a week or two or whatever.
Oh.
And that Christine in the national office would collect the ballots, and then she would notify whoever is designated to receive the results.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So if we can begin at this point, can we approve the agenda as it's been amended? And as has been amended is that we would begin with introductions for 15 minutes, nominations for 20 minutes. We didn't say how much or where we wanted to place the assessment of the affiliates' relationship to the task force. We did say that the last 30 minutes of the meeting would be allocated to executive session. Are there any minutes to be approved?
Yes, I have sent them out on February the 11th, and I've just sent them out again to both you and John, so you can send them out to others. But they were sent out on the same day as our last meeting.
Okay. So it sounds like it would be useful to delay their approval to the next meeting to allow for a fuller reading. Is there any objection to delaying approval of the minutes, last month's minutes, to next month's meeting? Hearing no objection, then we will proceed in that fashion.
Excuse me, Afia.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering whether the update of the members of the task force includes people who are not on an LSB, like me. last month you said you put my name on it, and I'm still not receiving any emails.
I don't understand your question.
Question is on the list of membership. You've taken over that task.
Who's
and
speaking?
It's not a complete list.
Tina Colbert is speaking.
I'm not sure. The list, I'm not sure how to answer that question, Dina. The list that is posted is the representatives from the various stations in the PMB.
And this is a task force, and anybody is welcome to join it. It's been that way since its inception. This is not a committee.
And Dina was one of the founders of the Affiliates Task Force.
The question that also raises is, without responding to what the significance or lack of foundership, who votes and on what basis?
Madam Chair, may I respond to that?
No, we can put that on the agenda.
Who votes is on the agenda?
No, I said we can put it on the agenda.
Madam Chair, can we resolve it without putting it on the agenda?
It's been resolved
I would like
in the
us
past.
To, I would like us to be able to address all of the issues, or at least as many of the issues as we've indicated we want to address in this meeting this evening. And certainly those that are necessary in order for us to proceed. And Dina raised the question of who is a member, and obviously where we're talking about voting, membership is more than just being present. I think that is a fitting and proper issue to be on the agenda, and I would put that after nominations. Is there any objections to adding that to the agenda?
Madam Chair, are you making that? Are you proposing that be an item on the agenda?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And where would you like that on the agenda, Madam Chair?
Following nominations.
Okay.
Well, Madam Chair, I have a point.
When I said okay, Madam Chair, I was just acknowledging that I heard you. Okay. Sorry.
I have a point of information or order. I'm not sure which it is. But if the nomination, if we do not decide who votes and who is eligible to be nominated first, how can we have nominations? In other words, is there a history of this task force having only PNB representatives or LSB representatives as possible nominees, or has anybody participating in the task force been eligible?
I would like to respond to that.
And I'd like to be on the stack, Ms. Mitchell.
Okay.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Unless we're going to move this to the first item of the agenda, shouldn't we just be putting it on the agenda and then moving through the items?
We should. That's the procedure.
Well, I have a point of order then also.
Go ahead.
This is Mitchell. I'm worried about getting caught up in an infinite regression if we put the who votes before nominations and all that, right near the beginning, then who votes on who votes? You know, we get caught up in that whole circle, I guess. So I'd rather avoid that altogether. And I'm coming in cold because I don't know the history of any of this or why this is coming up, but I'm just worried about that happening. And then we don't get anything done as a result.
So we ignore that issue until it comes up in the agenda.
Yep.
which is why I wanted to respond, because this committee has been in existence for over 8 years, and we've
Chandra,
we've had
we will discuss your recollection of the history at the point that the issue arises on the agenda.
Point of order?
Yes?
Madam Chair, isn't the person allowed to speak as an issue of even putting it on the agenda?
That's correct.
And that's why I want to speak to it. I don't think it's necessary to put it on the agenda. This task force has operated independently of Robert's rules. It's operated independently of the guidelines of committees of the Pacifica Foundation, because it's a task force, and therefore it's not governed by any of the specific rules and regulations that are required of other bodies. And we have always had an open task force. Anybody is allowed to join who's interested in the issue of affiliates. We've had a problem in the past because we haven't had great attendance, so limiting it would even make it harder. This has been a working group. We have subcommittees that really function in the past, and I don't think there needs to be a discussion. I just think that we should continue as has been past practice.
Was there someone else who wanted to speak?
Kathy on set.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, I guess this is why I was sort of longing for some discussion of the relationship, when I had asked about the relationship to the affiliates. I don't think it's necessary to think that putting it on the agenda means that there's, I certainly don't have any natural opposition to Dina or anyone else being on the committee. But it does, you know, coming in new, I think it's good to know and to verify and establish what practice might have been, what going forward it should be. I mean, you know, I don't understand why we wouldn't want to just discuss that and make it clear to everyone. It doesn't have to be, certainly putting it on the agenda to me is not an endorsement of pushing anyone off of a committee or anything. I'm just trying to understand what's going on.
Madam Chair, could I be on the stack? This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa. Were you finished, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Teresa.
Kathy, let me explain how we've done it for at least 7 years, and then...
Okay, what is your... Yes.
This is Richard. As a point of order, are we discussing the thing? We're going to put it on the agenda and then go on and discuss it. We're discussing now. You know, this discussion is getting kind of disgusting.
Madam Chair, may I finish my sentence?
Only if it is pro or con, it's being the item being on the agenda.
I am against putting it on the agenda, and I'd like to tell you why. I can tell you why. I think it doesn't need to be put on the agenda. I think that it's pretty clear who is a voting member of this task force at this point. And it is the people who have been elected by the PNB, and it is the people who have been elected by the local station board members. It is Dina Colbert, who is a founding member and therefore grandfathered on, and it is members of the various affiliates who are not members of the Pacifica National Board, someone like John Murphy, for example. Now, we have not officially voted on John Murphy, but I think the assumption is that if an affiliate member wants to have representative wants to be on the task force, then they're on, and we could actually vote on these individually if we wanted. So that's who I think is already clear from just past experience.
Okay, it seems that unless we can, and I don't hear a consensus that we need to take a vote on whether or not it's going to be on the agenda. Would you please call the roll?
So are we taking a vote, Madam Chair? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so yay is put
Wait,
it on
what
the
are we
agenda.
Taking a vote on?
Whether or not the definition of membership and voting rights will be on the agenda.
Can we ask if there's any opposition to not putting it on the agenda?
Oh, please. Is there?
Well, Madam Chair, I was clear. I'm opposed to putting it on the agenda, but...
Teresa?
Yes.
We've had arguments for putting it on the agenda, and we've had arguments against putting it on the agenda. And I don't hear it being resolved. And on that basis, to resolve it, I think that we should just carry it to a vote, and whatever the group decides is what we live with.
Okay. And, Chair, this is your resolution that we put this item on the agenda, right?
Yes. You can call it my resolution, Teresa.
Okay.
Would you mind calling the roll, or should I do it?
No, I'll do it. Shonda Hopman?
I vote for not putting, so I don't know how that's characterized.
Aji Ali?
Naji Ali, no.
Okay, Naji, I'm sorry. Kim Kaufman?
I'm sorry, I just don't have an opinion, so
okay.
I'm going to abstain, I guess.
All right, Janet Coleman?
Am I clear that if we do not put it on the agenda, we establish what the contours of the voting rights anyway?
That's the purpose of the putting it on the agenda in order to do that.
I will have to abstain until I really have further information about this. Terribly confusing, it seems, for no reason.
Kathy Davis?
Yes, I'd like to put it on the agenda.
Mitchell Cohen?
I abstain.
Okay. Teresa Allen says no. Richard Yuzell?
Yes.
Okay. Alonzo Brown? Alonzo Brown? All right. Maybe you're on mute, Alonzo. Pound one to come back on. Jim Bennett?
No.
All right. John Murphy?
Abstain.
Okay, Afia Wangaza. Oh, I'm sorry, Dina Cole. Well, Dina, I'm sorry, Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay, Dina Colbert?
No.
Okay, and that's it, Madam Chair. I don't believe that Ursula votes. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, no. We have 1, 2, 3, yes.
Point of information, Ms. Chair.
Yes.
Where do we find these rules that are out there somewhere that we don't know?
We will have to find that and provide that to people prior to the casting of ballots.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I guess the resolution has failed. I would propose that I explain to...
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order, go ahead.
The reason I wanted this to be on the... obviously to be on our agenda is because we spent the better part of this meeting discussing it out of the agenda, and now we're about to continue discussing it out of the agenda, which is very confusing to me. It's just, why is it improper to have a legitimate discussion within the context of the agenda instead of all of this insistence and discussion out of the agenda? So let's just move on and go to the first order of business, please.
Do we have any objections to approving the agenda? Excuse me. As amended, introductions, nominations, assessment of affiliate relation to the task force with the approval of the minutes having been referred to the next meeting and the executive session beginning at 9 o'clock.
And also, I would like to point out...
I'm sorry, 9:30.
I would like to point out that we have to table the report from the affiliates coordinator also. Because we always have one.
Point of information. Madam Chair, as Secretary, I have a question. We do have our regular agenda, which includes a report from the chair and report from affiliate coordinator. I would think that the assessment item would perhaps come under new business, which is after those two reports. And then, as we agreed, the executive session is at 9:30, not 9.
Is there any objection to ordering the items in the manner the Secretary has proposed? There, hearing none, then, excuse me, that will be the order of the items. And is there any objection to the agenda as it's been amended? Hearing none, then we will proceed with the agenda in the manner that it's been amended, and we'll rely on the Secretary to the point necessary to keep maintain the series of items. If we could begin with introductions, and since Jim and Najee have to leave, if Najee, if you don't mind beginning.
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Najee Ali. I've been working with KPFA off and on since just before the lockout. I am a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program at the KPFA, as well as an independent journalist covering Israel-Palestine, and I'm on the local station board as a staff rep.
Jim?
Yes, Jim Bennett. I am currently general manager of WMNF in Tampa, Florida, one of the Pacifica affiliates. I was with KPFA as a volunteer and staff member from and former general manager from 1980 to 2009. And I was also the technical director of Pacifica before Don L. Mellon.
Jim, what was the name of your station?
The station that I currently work for?
Yeah.
That is WMNF in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Okay, Teresa?
Hi.
I'm going on the list as it's posted.
Actually, it just occurred to me that... David Passman, who was on our last call, might not have been notified of this meeting. My name is Teresa Allen, and I have served on the Pacifica National Board, and I have served on the local station board of KPFT, and I'm currently on the Community Advisory Board of KPFT. I have been one of the founding members of the Affiliates Task Force, and I'm have been very fortunate to be able to attend grassroots radio conferences and truly excited about sharing the wealth of resources with our affiliates.
Alonzo. Oh, did we lose him? We can't hear you, Alonzo. Pound pound one if you're muted. Are you there? We'll come back to him. Kathy?
Yes. I'm Kathy Davis, the Public Affairs Director at WBAI Radio. I've been working here on the staff about 8 years, I guess. I'm a staff representative on the LSB and the PNB, but I find my real connection with the work of the affiliates I've found through AudioPort. I've had many opportunities to go in and look for programs to cover for different things or to to build on themes like Indigenous Day and Women's Day. So I look forward to really building connections with the affiliates and the Pacifica stations.
Chandra?
Hi, I'm with KPFA. I'm a listener rep on the local station board, previously also on the national board. And I've been with the affiliates program from the beginning and also previously in my former incarnation as a member of the Free Speech Radio News staff, administrative staff, and that's it.
And you're currently LSB?
Yeah. Yes.
Kim?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was just on mute, my own mute, not Star Star One. I'm Kim Kaufman. I'm from KPFK. I'm a listener on the LSB board, and it's my first time, and I'm an activist in certain areas, you know, like election integrity and other stuff around L.A.
Are you still speaking?
No.
Oh, okay. I was getting a garble sign. I wasn't sure that you
were. No, there was a bunch of static, but I was done.
Okay. I am Ifea Nwangaza, the founder and director, general manager of WMXP-LP in Greenville, South Carolina. We are in our third year, and we are, of course, an affiliate of Pacifica, a proud affiliate of Pacifica. This is my third term on the PMB as affiliate representative, and I've served as two terms as the chair of the task force, and as noted earlier, the convener at this point. My strongest interface with Pacifica is, of course, through the exchange of programming, getting to know the familiarizing myself and even more importantly my community with the resources of Pacifica and expanding and enhancing the footprint and the brand of Pacifica as a result of being able to make available to my community Pacifica programming. So, the next person is Ursula, you're next. Could we do a pound pound one? I'm not sure what the...
Yeah, there's some really bad noise on the line right now, some real static.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ursula Rudenberg. I'm the I'm speaking to you from New York. I'm the affiliates coordinator. I got involved with Pacifica during the Pacifica struggle as part of the Pacifica campaign. And in 2002, began rebuilding the affiliates program at the invitation, actually, of Teresa Allen, who was a board member at the time, and a number of other people in Pacifica. And since then have been, and in 2003 was hired as the affiliates coordinator and have been doing that ever since. And really looking forward to getting to know those of you that I don't know already, and welcome. Thank you.
Mitchell?
Yes, hi, this is Mitchell Cohen. I'm the current chair, the much beleaguered current chair of the WVAI local station board. I'm really curious. I came to this committee, I wanted to be on it, to figure out how we could sort of build a mutual benefit network that would have actual concrete things that we could offer each other in terms of maybe lawyers, organizers, assist each other in training and have sort of formalized programs in that. Possibly a library network of audio and video that can be used to link both internet as well as non-internet radio stations. And, of course, expand the reach all over to fight fascism that's coming down in this country. And so how do we work in collaboration to do that? So those are some of my interests, and I appreciate all the work that others have done before me on this. And as I said, I'm coming in without knowing the history very much of what's happened already with this committee, with this task force, and with the work that's been done so far.
Can I interrupt to say, I agree with, if I had been better, more well-spoken, I would have said what Mitchell just said.
So you associate yourself with his comments, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Well, then let me say something. No, I'm kidding.
Don't press your luck. Go ahead.
Who's next?
Did you really want to say something? You were just joking.
Who is here? Who's next?
Janet.
I'm Janet Coleman. I am a first-time LSB member and former arts director of WBAI, with whom I have been associated practically since birth, 1967. And I continue to produce several arts programs there, including a political satire show, the CCCP, the Monthly Laughing Nightmare, which some of you may or may not know, and also producer of a number of national programs, including Bloomsday, the James Joyce annual reading from Ulysses, and Howl Against Censorship, which was the internet production celebrating the 50th anniversary of the publication of Allen Ginsberg's Howl, with Lawrence Ferlinghetti and other censorship lawyers. And also I was segment producer of Informed Dissent, this show that was produced by Otis McClay a couple of years ago. And I think also I am interested in making more connections of our various platforms, sharing programming and using ourselves, as Mitchell said, as a bastion against the onslaught. I think that would be very strengthening for our country to have, and countries nearby, to be able to have such a strong network of shared information.
All right. You're on the right committee. John Murphy?
Hi. Can you hear me okay? The phone's making a lot of noise on my end. Can you hear that static, or is it just on my connection?
No, we all hear it.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm very happy to be here. It's great to be part of a new group of Pacifica stations here. But I've been with Pacifica for many, many years now. Growing up in the New York City area, I kind of grew up and cut my teeth on WBAI. But I've been with Pacifica now for almost 40 years. For 30 years, I've been the general manager of an affiliate in Storrs, Connecticut, which is a little bit east of Hartford, Connecticut, the state capital. It's WHUS Radio. It's a community station based at the University of Connecticut. But I've been deeply involved with community radio for many years, and networking stations, and presenting at NFCB conferences, and trying to find different ways for stations to connect. I was very honored this summer to be one of the four finalists for the executive director position. I congratulated Arlene on her success, and I certainly look forward to her leadership. But it was an honor for me to be asked to be considered as a candidate. I was also one of the finalists for the current round of PNB elections as an affiliate representative, because I've been trying for a while to find an appropriate way to add my energy as a volunteer to our great family. So I'm looking forward to being involved with this and to finding more ways that our stations can leverage our assets together. One thing I mentioned during my interviews was how important it is for us to connect everyone together now and really leverage what we have in order to survive and raise funds appropriately and engage people at higher levels. And, you know, operating independently on our own locally is no longer going to be enough. And this affiliates task force, I hope, is one way to have a dialogue about that, to bring great proposals to the board.
Well, we're glad you're here. Glad you've come to be with us.
Thank
Nina?
You.
I'm Dina Colbert. I'm from WBAI. I'm a producer of two shows, City Watch and Wisdom Years. And I am one of the founders of the Affiliate Task Force. During the coup, I started working with the affiliates. Just a short piece of history is we had 90 some odd affiliates back in the 90s, and 70 some odd of them protested during the coup, just before the coup, and withdrew completely from Pacifica. And I tried during the coup to maintain the 13 that existed through telephone conferences and going up to stations and beginning to build relationships. And that's been my modus operandi ever since. I firmly believe in the affiliate power across the country. I have established long-term relationships at this point with affiliates, and it's where I put most of my volunteer time within Pacifica.
Are you WBAI LSB?
No, I'm not.
I think that's everybody. Did I miss anybody?
Richard Uzel.
I'm sorry, Richard. Go ahead.
Fear sounded redundant. I'm Richard Uzel, and I'm from Houston, KPFT. Been a listener, member of the LSB since we did this voting thing, and was secretary most of that time. I'm now in the PMB in addition to that. And I've been the recording secretary. This is the beginning of the second year for the PMB. I want to identify myself with what John said about leveraging our assets. We need to get our assets moving. AFIA talked about broadening our Pacifica footprint, and Mitchell had all those creative ideas that I couldn't note all those. And then somebody else talked about us being a bastion, and that sounded neat. But the world's moving pretty fast, and like Mitchell and several others have said, there's some bad stuff going on out there. And so if we're going to be a bastion, we got to be a bastion on wheels. You know, we got to move. I'm excited about affiliates because I think that is the best way to get our word out to as many people as we can. And I look forward to working with you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
that was a generic, you guys.
we'll allow that. We know your history. Okay, so I think that we've got everybody at this point. So then the next item on the agenda is nominations. And the floor is open for nominations.
Is this for chair?
Yes, it is.
I nominate John Murphy.
Is John Murphy WHUS?
Yes.
That's correct.
I
second Storrs, Connecticut.
I second that.
I'd like to nominate Afia Nwangaza.
I second that.
Who nominated Afia?
Kathy.
Thank you.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I'll take a motion to close on the names that have been nominated at this point.
I move that we close nominations for chair.
Second.
Is there any objection to closing on the two names that we have?
No.
Okay. Is there any objection to taking nominations for secretary so that we can do it all at one time? Hearing none, then
Richard, I would like to nominate Teresa Allen for secretary.
I second that.
Do we have any other nominations?
Move that that election be by acclamation.
You're talking about the secretary?
Right.
I'll second that.
Okay. Then Teresa Allen will continue to serve as the secretary for the task force.
Thank you for your vote of support.
And the position of, chair will be submitted to, the ballot will be submitted to Christine at the national office, and if we could have allow 5 days, I think that would be adequate.
Madam Chair, should since I have everyone's name now, should I send a ballot out to everyone?
We only have no. I don't think that's necessary. The procedure that we just used for. What was it? Personnel committee. You just send in the name of the person that you prefer. The question is her email address, which we of course cannot announce over the stream. So I will email everyone her email address, and if you will send in your name that your preferred candidate. 5 days from tomorrow. Tomorrow is what, the 12th, so by the 17th, then she can notify both the secretary.
Madam Chair.
And the two candidates. Actually, she could probably notify everybody. I'm trying. Yeah, I think that would be the proper procedure, that she would notify everyone, because at that point she'll have the contact information for everyone. We have to, I'm sorry, we need to be able to publish the rules for eligibility. So which, I don't know, we have to refer to the bylaws. Excuse me, in order to establish that, and they would...
The bylaws of what?
The bylaws for Pacifica. We're a subcommittee of Pacifica.
We're not a committee. Task force. So we're not subject to the bylaws of Pacifica.
I don't think that's true.
Well, we need to get a ruling on it then, because I disagree.
Madam Chair.
I agree we need to get a ruling, and I will...
I object. I do not want to go.
Excuse me. You do not have the floor, Teresa.
Point of order.
What is the point of order?
I'm unsure, and I'm unclear. Are you suggesting that we're going to go to the foundation attorney for this information? When you say you want a ruling, Madam Chair, I'd like to know.
I didn't say I wanted a ruling. We had I think it was a member who said that they wanted a ruling, and I agree with that. So whether that's going to be a review of the bylaws, that we can have the governance committee chair provide, or it needs the Foundation Council, then we'll have to identify the appropriate authority.